Das Chazor sagt, ich habe gesagt, dass wir heute gesagt haben, dass wir heute sagen, 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 why did he stop the saying of Avido over the Meiser? But he said, because people were no longer giving Meiser Rishon properly. The Torah says, give Meiser to the Levium, and from the times of Ezra, the Meiser was being given to the Kehanim. So why can they say Avido on the other Meisers? They should continue doing that. Rish Lakish said, Avido is not said on Meiser Rishon, it's not said on any Meiser. But I explained this because Meiser Rishon is mentioned first in the Pasuk. In fact, Rabbi Isa suggests that the reason he abolished the saying of Avido was not because people were giving the Meiser improperly, but rather because many people were not giving Meiser altogether. There were two separate Gzeiros. He was Geiser to stop the Vidoi even of the people who were giving Meiser. And then he was Geiser that Meiser must be taken from all the Meiser because many people were not taking Meiser altogether. The Mishnah said, V'yafu bitl es ha-me'orim. What are Me'orim? The awakeners. So Rachva said, the Levim would go up and sing the Pasuk, awaken, why do you sleep, Hashem? Rabbi Yechanan said to them, Hashem does not sleep. What the Pasuk refers to is a time when Yidden are in Sire and the Goyim are living large. Since the Yidden at that time were living peacefully, he said it's improper to go up and say this Pasuk constantly. Mishnah said, Rabbi Yehuda and Shmuel explained this refers to people who would bring an animal for a carbon and make a cut between the animal's eyes so that the blood should blind the animal, making it easier to handle for Shechita. He stopped this practice because he said it looks too much like a mum. A Braisa says this refers to people who would hit the animal with a stick until it fell down and was easily shechted, which was typically done for Avodah Zarah. He said to them, you're causing the bringing of treifas on the Mizbeach from the injuries you may be causing with the hitting. He then instituted that rings should be installed on the ground, making it easier to lock up the animal and shecht it. Mishnah said, Ad yomav hayapatish makish birush makeh birushalayim. This refers to people who would do work on Chol HaMoed. The Gemara explains. Mishnah then said, Kol yomav loy hayodim sarich lishol al hadmai. Like this was explained previously in the Brisa. Zakt the next Mishnah. When the Sanhedrin ceased to function, it became usher to have song when drinking wine, as can be seen from a pasuk. When the early Nevi'im died, the Urim and Tumim stopped working. When the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed, the Shamir worm and the Neifes Tufim could no longer be found, and there were no longer people with emuna. Rashi and Gamliel said there. Rabbi Yeshua testified that from the day the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, there's no day that is without curse. The tal, the dew, has not come down with bracha, and the fruit has lost its flavor. Rabbi Yossi said that the fat of the fruit is also gone. Rabbi Shimon Lazar said, when people ceased to be careful to eat with tahara, the flavor and fragrance was lost. The stopping of giving meiser caused the grain to lose its fat. The Chacham say that znus and kishuf has destroyed everything. Zok de Gemara Rav Huna, the son of Yeshua, said the pasuk mentioned as the source for no song with wine was. How do we know that's reference to the time that the Sanhedrin was stopped? Gemara explains because the pasuk says another pasuk says the elders are gone from the gate, the young men from their music. You see, it's about the Sanhedrin leaving. Rav said an ear that listens to music should be torn off. Rava said. Music in a house brings destruction to it. Rav Huna said the music of the people who pull boats and they need the music to get them through the strenuous labor, and the music of the plowers, they need the music to coax the oxen to do a good job, that's mutter. However, the music of weavers is also, it's not there to help them work. Rav Huna banned music in his locale, and as a reward, there was bracha to the point that 100 geese could be bought for a zuz, and 100 saw of wheat could be bought for a zuz, and even that was looked like people didn't even want it, they didn't even need it. There was not more than enough to go around. Chissa disparaged the music ban, and what happened was then that the price of one goose was more than a zuz, and you couldn't even find it for that price. Rav Yosef said, a choir where men lead and women sing in response is preachers. A choir where women lead and men respond is like fire on flax. The nafkamina to understand this is to know which one, if there's both are there, which one you have to be a mavatl first. Get rid of the one where the women lead and the men respond. Rav Yechanan said, the one who drinks and listens to four types of music, with the kina, the toif, the navel, or the chalil, bring five calamities to the world. Golis, hunger, Torah to be forgotten, the degradation of Hashem and the degradation of Klal Yisrael, and lands this person in Gehenna. The Mishnah said, Mishnah Mason of Yamarushain, Rav Huna said this refers to David, Shmuel, and Shlomo. Rav Nachman said, in the days of David, sometimes the Urim Tumim gave an answer, like for Tzodik, and sometimes it did not, like by Ev Yosar. Rabbi Shmuel asked, the Pasuk says, Zechariah asked of Hashem in the days of King Uziah. So presumably this means he asked of the Urim Tumim, and yet this took place well after the times of Shlomo. It means he did not ask the Urim Tumim, he asked the Nevi'im. Rechmar Brisa clearly states that the Urim Tumim existed until the destruction of the first base of Mikdash. Rav Nachman said, we must say that when the Mishnah says Nevi'im Rishonim, it means to exclude the days of Haggai, Zechariah, and Malachi, who were considered the Nevi'im Achronim. As the Brisa says, that when Haggai, Zechariah, and Malachi died, they were no longer Ruach HaKodesh, although there was still communication via Baskel. The Rishon says there was once a Baskel that called out to the Rabbanan that someone among them was fit to have the Shekhinah rest on him, but his generation was not fit for it. They all turned and looked at Hillel HaZaken. When he died, they were masked by saying he was such a chassid, he was so humble, he's from the Talmidim of Ezra. The same story happened another time when the Rabbanan looked at Shmuel HaKotan, and they were masked by him in a similar way, but then they added, he is from the Talmidim of Hillel. The people want to be masked by the same for Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava, but they could not, out of fear for the king, because we're not masked by someone who was killed by the king. out of fear for the king. The Mishnah said, "Bishacharev beis hamikdash batla shamir v'chulu." A brisa brings machlokes regarding the use of the shamir worm. Rabbi Yehuda says it was used to cut the stones in the beis hamikdash. Rabbi Chemi says the stones were cut with tools, but they're the ones they used for the beis hamikdash. Rather, he says he holds like a brisa who says the shamir was used to cut to etch the letters into the choshen and the ephod. A brisa says the shamir worm was the size of a barley, was created during the days of creation, and there is nothing that it could not break. The way to guard it is to wrap it in wool and put it into a lead tube filled with barley. Rabbi Ami said, when the first base of Midrash was destroyed, there ceased to exist a certain fine silk and white glass. Abraisa says this as well, and adds that also iron chariots and gelled wine also ceased to exist after the destruction of the first base of Midrash. Mishnah said, "Naif esufim." What's naif esufim? Rav said it's a high-end flour. Levi said it's a special type of bread. Rabbi Shimon Levi said it's a special honey. A Mishnah makes mention of zifim honey. What's zifim honey? Rabbi Yechonin said it's a very thick and rich honey. Rabbi Shlokesh said it's the honey from a place called zifim. A pasuk says, "Zifim said to Shol." Rabbi Yechonin said it refers to people who lie. Rabbi Shlokesh said it's the name of a place.